we discussed last time the differences between Toraita Drabanan. So let's quickly review. Moshe was given the Torah at Sinai. Together with the Torah, he was given the oral law. So he was given the Torah Shebichtav, together with the Torah Shebalpe, together with Halachot LeMoshe MiSinai. Together with that, he was also given the laws of derivation. He was given Midot SheTorah Nidreshet Lahen, the 13 laws of inference, the 13 laws of logic, which we use to infer Halachot.
Rabbi Ishmael, Amen.
So the 13 laws of derivation, the 13 laws of derivation are really things that we have from Moshe from Sinai. You correctly pointed out that we have to question why is it quoted in the name of Rabbi Ishmael. So that's a discussion. There is a disagreement as to how we define the word drasha. I'm just going to summarize it in a nutshell, whether it also includes the laws of derivation for Medrash or only the laws for learning halachot. Because you have Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, he says there are 32 laws of inference, and they don't really disagree with one another. The question is, what goes into the count? Meaning the laws that we use for inference, for midrashim, for simply understanding the verses, do they also get called midrash or not? And that's why these are called the laws of derivation of Rabbi Ishmael. But technically you're right, everyone agrees with Rabbi Ishmael. There is a disagreement whether we dash in klal uprat uklal or ribui miut ribui. There are small differences, but technically everyone's in agreement. So Moshe Rabbeinu and his courts began with the base halachot together with the laws of derivation which they were supposed to apply. They also made institutions, like Moshe Rabbeinu instituted for the Jewish people that we read the Torah every 3 days. You never go 3 days without reading the Torah. Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, right? And Moshe instituted for us to read every Yom Tov, the reading that pertains to that Yom Tov. There were rabbinic institutions by Moshe and his court as well. There are certain things which are not written in the Torah but come on tradition, such as that the straps of tefillin have to be black. That's Halachah Moshe MiSinai. The additions that we add to Shemitah, that's Halachah Moshe MiSinai. The concept of good lavud and dof nakuma. The halachic definitions of what is a wool for a sukkah, for an eruv. These concepts are Halachah Moshe MiSinai. We say up to a 3-hand-width gap, we consider it as though there's nothing missing. Where do we get that from? Halachah Moshe MiSinai. All the value measurements, weight measurements, Halachah Moshe MiSinai. How do we know kezait, kakotevet? All these things we have on tradition from Moshe, from Sinai. They're not written anywhere in the Torah. We can find allusions to the concepts, but they're not overtly written. These are things that are based on tradition.
Sorry, what's that in this? Don't understand that.
You have a wall. You're building a sukkah. You have one panel here. You have another panel here. And in between them, you have a gap. Up to 3 hand widths, up to 3 tefach, we consider it as though the gap is filled. We don't consider it as though there's a gap there. That's called lavud. Misina? No. some things are written in the Torah, some things are drabanan, and then there are things which are not written in the Torah, but they are on tradition from Moshe from Sinai. They're on tradition, they're not written anywhere. They're not drabanan, they're stronger than drabanan, but they're not overtly written in the Torah, nor are they derived from the Torah. They're not limudim, they are not learned out from the Torah, nor are they written in the Torah. What are they? They're on tradition. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that tefillin have to be black, that the straps have to be black. It doesn't say it. That's a tradition we have.
And it's a tradition that we know from Moshe.
Correct. Same thing, that the way we tie the strings around the tefillin has to be a square. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere. It's a tradition we have from Moshe from Sinai.
And
there's Rav Kaplan, and I give the advanced class in the Bet Midrash. Yeah. See you there.
And when halacha is written, it says who is from. So we know
so
that this is
many halachot
from Moshe.
Correct. Many halachot, it says clearly. If you want, you can see we learned in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, Rambam defined for us towards the end what are the halachot l'Moshe MiSinai? Meaning there are code words like be'emet amru, halacha. There are words in the Mishnah and in the Gemara which mean halacha l'Moshe MiSinai. So the 13 laws of derivation, the 13 laws of derivation are really things that we have from Moshe from Sinai. You correctly pointed out that we have to question why is it quoted in the name of Rabbi Ishmael. So that's a discussion. There is a disagreement as to how we define the word drasha. I'm just going to summarize it in a nutshell, whether it also includes the laws of derivation for medrash or only the laws for learning halachot. Because you have Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, he says there are 32 laws of inference, and they don't really disagree with one another. The question is, what goes into the count? Meaning the laws that we use for inference, for midrashim, for simply understanding the verses, do they also get called midrash or not? And that's why these are called the laws of derivation of Rabbi Ishmael. But technically you're right, everyone agrees with Rabbi Ishmael. There is a disagreement whether we darshan klal upratu klal or ribui miut ribui. There are small differences, but technically everyone's in agreement. So Moshe Rabbeinu and his courts began with the base halachot together with the laws of derivation which they were supposed to apply. They also made institutions like Moshe Rabbeinu instituted for the Jewish people that we read the Torah every 3 days. You never go 3 days without reading the Torah. Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, right? And Moshe instituted for us to read every Yom Tov, the reading that pertains to that Yom Tov. There were rabbinic institutions by Moshe and his court as well. There are certain things which are not written in the Torah but come on tradition, such as that the straps of tefillin have to be black. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. The additions that we add to Shemitah, that's halacha Moshe Sinai. The concept of good lavud and dofen akuma. The halachic definitions of what is a wool for a sukkah, for an eruv. These concepts are halacha Moshe Sinai. We say up to a 3-hand-width gap, we consider it as though there's nothing missing. Where do we get that from? Halacha Moshe Sinai. All the volume measurements, weight measurements, halacha Moshe Sinai. How do we know kezayit, kakotevit? All these things we have on tradition from Moshe, from Sinai. They're not written anywhere in the Torah. We can find allusions to the concepts, but they're not overtly written. These are things that are based on tradition.
Sorry, what's that in missing? Don't understand that.
You have a wall. You're building a sukkah. You have one panel here. You have another panel here. And in between them, you have a gap. Up to 3 hand widths, up to 3 tefach, we consider it as though the gap is filled. We don't consider it as though there's a gap there. That's called lavud. No. some things are written in the Torah, some things are drabbanan, and then there are things which are not written in the Torah, but they are on tradition from Moshe from Sinai. They're on tradition, they're not written anywhere. They're not drabbanan, they're stronger than drabbanan, but they're not overtly written in the Torah, nor are they derived from the Torah. They're not limudim, they are not learned out from the Torah, nor are they written in the Torah. What are they? They're on tradition. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that tefillin have to be black, that the straps have to be black. It doesn't say it. That's a tradition we have.
And it's a tradition that we know from Moshe.
Correct. Same thing, that the way we tie the strings around the tefillin has to be a square. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere. It's a tradition we have from Moshe from Sinai.
And
there's Rav Kaplan, and I give the advanced class in the Bet Midrash. Yeah. See you there.
And then halacha is written, it says who is from. So we know that
many halachot. Correct. Many halachot, it says clearly. If you want, you can see we learned in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, Rambam defined for us towards the end what are the halachot l'Moshe Sinai, meaning there are code words like be'emet amru, halacha. There are words in the Mishnah and in the Gemara which mean halacha l'Moshe Sinai.